Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. You might wonder if the channeling that you hear from the different human individuals would come from the same place, or does it represent different ideas from different places on the other side of the veil? There are no such thing as places on the other side of the veil. There is an undescribable oneness that all the love and compassion comes from. The attitudes are the same. We are in love with humanity, indeed. All of the things that have been said so far, I would say to you, we are here to help you to discover that which is discoverable. But in all of these things, you hear the echoed remark of responsibility. All this means is your intent to take the reins, you might say, of your own reality instead of letting things happen to you. But there's more. What could make the difference now, this year and 2021 coming? If I had any advice, I would say it's time to exercise something perhaps you're not even aware of. To be grateful and celebrate something we're going to call the plan. You do understand that on the other side of the veil, all of the helpers, the guides, the angelic beings, all of them restrict their help depending upon your willingness to see it. That's called free choice. And that means that there would be many humans, even those that would say they are spiritual, who would still not understand there's a plan. You might say, well, how could there be a plan if there's free choice? You mean to tell me that spirit actually has a plan for our lives? Dear ones, yes, we do. But you have to see it first. You have to acknowledge it. You have to have intent for it. And it's a little more complex these days than you think. The simplicity of it is there as well to see it, to understand it. The complexity of it is it takes some work. But boy, is there a plan. There are attributes of energy that are quantum here that you're not aware of. And they have to do with how you react to things in your life. When things happen, do you look for the love and the compassion? How do you react to things? If something negative happens, if someone passes, for instance, close to you, or there are things and attributes that would happen to you that would put you into a state of perhaps depression or sorrow or grief, the question is this. After the amount of time that you would normally grieve, what do you do next? And if the answer is continue to open the drawer and grieve, or continue to think of the negative thing, or perhaps the betrayal, anything, you put it in a drawer for a while and you take it out and you revisit it and revisit it, that is a patterning that you set up for yourself. You are responsible for your own life. Don't be surprised if something else happens that's also negative. You are patterning your own reality by how you react to things. Are you one that says, I am a victim, Cryon, of the earth? I can prove it because look at the number of times negative things have happened to me. And I will say to you, dear ones, take a look at how you treated each one. Do you see another one and say, I knew it? Yes, I knew it. It would come because that's what happens to me, a series of cascading negative things. I'm talking to someone here, and you know who you are. This is not anything the earth has done to you, dear ones. This is your responsibility being seen. How you treat it depends upon what happens next. Did you know that? That is part of a plan of self-creating reality that you are now in. Now, the good place that I want to tell you about, and that Alcazar has told you about now in two humans before me is this. There is an energy of patterning that is created depending on how you treat something. If there is something challenging and negative and you go through it, I'll tell you this. How you see it and what you do is the pattern that you're going to set for the next. If there even is a next, there is a remarkable energy created by you on how you treat things. And if you pass over a challenging thing and say, I accept these things, difficult as it might be, I don't understand all that is, but I do understand that there's a plan. I'm looking forward to positive things in my life, not another negative thing. And that activates a team you didn't even know you had. Some of that team is part of you you didn't know you had. This is the plan. This is what's new. This is what we want to tell you about that Alcazar has been saying over and over. In this new energy, there are things that actually will happen in a cascading way to make things easier for you. What do you expect? That's the first question. To creating your own reality, your responsibility for what is next, what do you expect as you get up in the morning, as you walk around this planet? What do you expect? Do you expect to be a victim? Do you expect that the planet is against you? Or do you see yourself above the fray, in the light? If you have that particular intent, dear ones, it's almost like a new tool has been engaged in your soul, in your life, and here come the helpers. I am not exaggerating this. There are so many who are starting to see this. Things start falling into place. You start to expect better things, and those things happen. This is what we have always said, is the human being's power, magnificence, to create a reality for themselves based upon their own reactions, their own consciousness, their own expectations. You are sacred. There are those even who hear this who won't believe it or say, I don't fully understand. Here's a question I want you to ask for 2021. On January 1st, dear Spirit, I want to be led out of my own pattern. Show me the way. Dear Spirit, I want to be led out of my own pattern. Show me the way. I recognize it's not a pattern that is magnificent. It doesn't even feel sacred. Show me what I need to know. That is enough for the light to start being turned on, for the helpers to start lining up for you, dear ones. As you open a door to something you didn't expect, help. It's another kind of a message that we're giving today. And perhaps you've heard from Kryon before. This is the new human. We have said this is coming, and it is here. The new energies that are arriving almost daily contain with them help. There are many who are standing by in this plan. The plan is for your awakening. To create peace, compassion, longer life, health. And the things that you need in order to show those around you that they have control over who they are. What is your reaction? That is the question. Celebrate the plan and then let it take place. Again, we are in love with humanity. And so it is.